The Osgood File, sponsored by LiftMaster Garage Door Openers. Use your smartphone to open or close your garage door anytime from anywhere. Dave Rawson for Charles Osgood. One of the unfortunate rites of summer in American cities is that shootings tend to go up. That, of course, leads to talk of gun control. But suppose you could teach young people to find other ways to deal with the pressures of urban life.
Once upon a time, there was a girl who wished to be the one reflected, not the reflection.
Like writing down their stories. More after this from Charlie. 4 years ago, in Brooklyn's Bushwick neighborhood, public school teacher Stephen Half founded Still Waters. It's in a neighborhood where most kids are Spanish-speaking immigrants living in poverty. Some come in unable to read. But pretty soon, they not only read, but write and share their stories. CBS's Ines Ferre met Modesto Jimenez, a Stillwaters volunteer.
18 years ago, Modesto Jimenez was one of Half's high school students. He belonged to a neighborhood gang.
The spider just left.
Instead of handing him detention slips for cutting class, he says Half handed him books, showing him a world beyond his tough neighborhood.
I just want to make sure that they don't go down a road that's definitely not needed, and just making sure they stay focused on the right path.
And on the Stillwaters website, I found this, a poem called Invisible Me by a student named Raphael.
It's hard to write about a man you don't know.
He had never met his dad.
But as I got older, I realized it wasn't me or the things I've done. It was simply I was his size, I had his eyes, I was his son. Bad thoughts like when I look in the mirror, I hate myself because I'm hating you. Music, women, and drugs as a replacement for you.
That's a lot to be running around in a kid's head, which is why Stillwaters founder Stephen Half says he'll keep doing this as long as the kids come.
This is a place where they can come and be at peace.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.